This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm excited that you're here, and I know you're excited to be here because you could be anywhere, and you've chosen to be with me. I love you. Now let's spoon. Oh, my goodness. Hey, let me start off with a letter I got from a guy named Dennis, and it was regarding my appearance on Fox and Friends. It's coming up this weekend. He says, so looking forward to you co-hosting FNFs. He says, hope it all goes well. Would love to see you get your own show. Da, 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 da. Well, as long as you don't give up this gig. Dennis, I appreciate that. I don't plan on giving up this gig. I'm looking for sponsors and people willing to help me afford to continue to do this gig because we don't make any money in radio. Yeah, it's a dirty little secret. We don't make any money. I've been doing radio for 8 years. I have not made a nickel. In fact, we invest in doing radio. I want you to understand how much I love doing this. I talked to a radio exec years ago, and he said to me, he was interviewing me, Kevin, we're thinking about doing some things with the network, blah, blah, blah. He ended up moving, and that changed the whole dynamic. But he says, thinking about taking on the show. And we were talking, he's asking me about the show. You know, well, how much are you making? What do you mean, how much am I making? And he goes, that's what I mean. How much money? I go, we don't bring in anything. And he goes, what? I go, no. First of all, I don't have time to look for sponsors. I know that sounds bizarre, but I don't have time to look for sponsors. If you guys know of people who want to help radio, you know, like say, they say, Kevin, I'll donate $20 a month to keep your show on the road or whatever, keep your show going, send them our way. Because it's $20 we can give out to this team. Most of the people doing radio with me, they work in conjunction with me on other stuff, which allows them to spend a little more time doing radio. We don't make a nickel. We lose money every month doing radio. I swear this is a true story. So they go, you could get sponsors. We don't have time. What do people think we do? I get up, I have to do 4 or 5 hours of prep to do a 3-hour radio show, get ready to do Fox hits that sometimes come or don't come, have to prep for We Own Tea Party Community. We're doing that. I have to write. Do you know how much I write? I write 4 hours a day. A day. I'm talking to a big publisher about doing my book. Do you think that's going to complicate things? Today, as a matter of fact, I take off for New York, so that I can get ready to do, what am I doing tomorrow? Fox and Friends in the morning, Outnumbered in the noon, and then I'm doing Fox and Friends on the weekend as a guest host. And all while that's going on, do you think that somebody's writing for me or promoting my social media or doing the next project we're going to do with the Bleeding Blue movie or talking to my publisher or my PR people or trying to figure out where I'm going to speak at next, writing my next speech, you name it? We are swamped over here and underfunded. And yet every day I get, you know what I am to you guys, honestly, I'm like that dude who you're mad at. So he's got not getting any loving. He, you know, you don't even speak to him during the day. And in the morning, he gets up and brings home the bacon. There's food to be cooked. It's in the refrigerator. The kid has to go to soccer practice. You know, you got to pay for little Johnny's shoes. There's old Kev, but you don't have to say a word to him because he gets up every day and does it. How many frustrated people are there in this country that feel that way? That understand that the lights, you know, the lights aren't just magically on in your house. The gas doesn't magically appear in your car. It's there. This show magically appears every single day. And you know what people will tell me? You're a sellout. You're making all that money. I don't make a nickel. That's why I can be so brazen. That's why I can say to any PD, anybody on this station, I don't give a crap. Now, I don't say that often. Because I understand their jobs depend on it. They have my show on. They've made an investment in Kevin Jackson. And you know what? I respect them to such a degree that I still get up on days when I'm exhausted. It doesn't matter what's gone on in my life. I could have had a sick kid. I could have been to an engagement party. I could have broken my leg. I could be going through all kinds of stuff. things that you don't know about. I have a major physical issues with my shoulders right now, and I couldn't talk the other day. And I could go on about all the problems plaguing Kevin Jackson, and I'm never going to be like, woe is me, woe is me. I got Brett helping me out on Fridays because we're so busy with other things, I got to play catch up. So he's temporarily agreed to help with that. I'm just telling you, we don't make a nickel. So if you know somebody and that person says, I love this guy, I want to be a benefactor, I don't care whether I make a nickel or whatever, do it. When we had sponsors, I had to get rid of them because of the contracts we did with the new radio group. But when we had sponsors, and I would say to those guys, look, you measure how well we're doing, you know, what the dollars that come into you, and you pay us what you think is fair. That was the deal we cut with them. And at that point, we were at break even. We broke even. When we had to get rid of the sponsors to get on satellite with this new network because of their contractual agreements, we went to losing money. And since the moment that's happened, I think we've been on 4 or 5 months, since the moment that's happened, we've lost thousands of dollars every month doing radio. And I still come on here and I talk to you. And I don't lament it. I don't go, oh, man, you people are mad. You do me something. We don't beg you for anything. If you want to help, you help. I want you to help. I know there are people that listen to this show that got money to burn, man. You know what? Send me a note. Say, Kev, what can I do to help? We'll get you the details and you can help. We have lots of people that help with our projects. I have a guy that's going to finance a radio project where we call black radio stations and essentially cause a stir. He says, I'll finance that project. I won't make a nickel because that's not what we do. We put the money back into things that are going to move the needle for you. That's our job. And that's why I believe God shows grace to me. I tell you guys, Kevin, you ought to be concerned about your life. I go, I'm not concerned about my life. Not at all. Not a bit. The moment when their last lung leaves my body, man, I'm just saying, hey, Father, I'm coming up to heaven. You know, pray for, please forgive me for all the sins I may have forgotten, but my heart is pure. I love you. I loved everything that I did that was good in this world, and I regret all the things that I did not exalt you and the mission you put me on this earth for, but take me home. I'm cool. And I don't think God has a plan right now to do that because he sees what I'm doing and he knows my heart. That's why he's put the right people in front of me at the right time. That's why I don't worry about this stuff. People ask me, Kevin, are you nervous about doing Fox and Friends? No. Because I'm not going up there interviewing for a job. Fox and Friends, y'all please hire me? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to do what I do. And that's why you will see Kevin Jackson on Fox and Friends within the confines of what I can do based on the FCC and the Fox brand. But you'll see me. You're not going to see a facsimile. We got a lot to talk about today. Thanks for the note, Dennis.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us, kjradio.com. On Facebook, we got up the other morning. My social media guy, Kurt, says to me, Kevin, our page is gone. So I go to the blacksphere.net and I go, dude, our page is there. And then I start poking around on Facebook and there's this note that says, page not here or something like that. And I was like, what? So then it dawns on me, Kurt's telling me, my Facebook page is gone. 560,000 something people. We're losing 20 people a day on Facebook. Are you aware of this? I am a national figure. I don't say that braggingly, but I'm a national figure who writes all the time, is on multiple radio shows, has my own show, and Facebook has me losing 20 people a day. I used to have 5,000 people a day who joined my site. Now I lose 20 people per day. And I'm talking about posting, engaging, you name it. So we get up, the page is gone. I'm livid. What did we violate? I got nothing in the email, nothing that said I violated anything. So I call my web guys. I say, what the heck's going on? They go, this is unusual, Kev. I'm like, really? He says, so he gets on the phone with Facebook and the girl goes, Oh, geez, I'm not sure. Have you checked mobile? So we check mobile. The page is still up. Now, I'm still getting other indicators. It doesn't seem like I'm dead, but you can't get to my page. People are sending me notes on other mediums going, Kevin, we can't get to you. What's going on with your page? What's happening? And I'm just, I'm not panicked, but I'm like, well, this is crazy. So my guy says, yeah, I'm on the phone with Facebook right now, and they find it unusual. Their system shows that you're still on. And I'm like, well, see, there's part of the problem. I'm shadow banned to the point where Facebook doesn't even know that my page is gone. And I've been asking, why am I not at 5 million? I know Alan West is a popular guy, but I'm pretty doggone popular. And I don't have the number of people Alan has. And even if I had 60%, I'd be at 3 million. Why is it that I, at the rate I was growing, I should be at 3.5 to 4 million easy on Facebook. And I'm at 560,000, losing 20 people per day. That's crazy. So they get me reinstated. But here's why I'm telling you guys this. If you want to keep up with me, you will have two choices. One, you go directly to the blacksphere.net or KJ Radio, or you join me at Tea Party Community, which is going to be my social media network where my page will not disappear. Because let me tell you something. Google and Facebook have a cabal. They control 75% of the ad revenue that guys like me produce in order to fund ourselves. That's why I lose money at radio, because I can make it up elsewhere. But they give us toe fungus and leeches and all this crazy stuff that you look at on our pages and go, who in the world would possibly want this crap? And it's barely paying the bills. But you go look at some leftist hate site, and they've got Lexuses and vacations with Caribbean this or that, cruise lines and what have you. It's obvious what they're doing. They are trying to economically chase us out of business. And their whole model is failing because you know why? We are the people who buy stuff. One of my friends is trying to start a network that he could do. I said, man, just start a network, because he says, Kevin, the other 25% is owned with somebody worse than Google, another leftist group. It's 100% controlled by leftists. They don't like what you say. They don't let you monetize. So I said, why can't you call Hobby Lobby? Why can't you call Chick-fil-A? A few other, you know, very conservative companies, and say, look, we will run your ads throughout our network. Start there, and then let's go find others. We got to start solving our problems, folks, not just, you know, talking about them and lamenting about them. I've known Facebook's been trying to crush me. I don't come on here and complain every day. We have tried workarounds upon workarounds, and we hold our own. And I've watched other people, you know, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, clickbait and whatever, and they make crazy money. We don't do that. We're going to give you what we think works the best for you. I believe in you as a consumer, that you'll make the right choices. But we can't do it by ourselves. We need help. Anyway, I just want to give you an idea of what's going on. Waking up and finding out that years of effort could be gone in an instant. If you want to be able to reach out to me and have high touch with me, you got to go to Tea Party Community, you got to go to KJ Radio, and you got to let other people know. Because one of these days, that page could be gone. I mean, I'm going to die one day, and the page is going to go. But the company and the legacy will live on, because people will still run things in that respect. But to watch a lot of work, a body of work, go because somebody arbitrarily says, I don't like what you're saying, I think is un-American to the height. That's why Facebook and Twitter and Google find themselves on Capitol Hill having to ask tough questions. And I hope during the time of Obama, the time of Trump, that somebody sues all these guys and takes them to court and makes them have to pay outrageous amounts of money for the things that they do. That's what needs to happen. Hey, how about those Muslims? Do they know how to throw a Halloween party or what? Man, woo! New York must be really happy that they've integrated all these non-radical Muslims that can no longer be surveilled in their mosque and all that other stuff into the whole culture of it all, right? Yeah, that's what you should be asking these people. You should be asking leftists the tough questions. Kids were getting ready to go. New Yorkers were getting ready to celebrate Halloween in whatever form you like. I did it. Went out, you know, trick-or-treating around here with my son, family. And we didn't have any incidents, but New York did. New York had a guy that decided he's going to run over a bunch of people, and leftists, they say, Donald Trump wants to politicize the attack. Really? So before the attack, when Donald Trump said, I want to issue an executive order that prevents Muslims from bad countries from coming in, was that politicizing the attack? Or was that doing what he is supposed to do constitutionally, which is to protect American citizens from all enemies, foreign and domestic? Because that's the way I read it. Do you guys remember what Chuck Schumer said about Trump? We'll play it in a bit. When he did the EO executive order. How dare Trump not let this crisis go to waste? That's what I'd be saying. Look, Donald Trump isn't seeing this as a crisis. He isn't looking at this through the prism of Barack Obama and the leftist ilk. He sees this as a problem. This is a recurring problem. See, business people look at recurring problems and say, how do I stop them from recurring? They look at it pragmatically. Donald Trump doesn't see this as Muslims versus Americans. He sees terrorists versus America. And as he digs deeper into the problem, he sees that the majority of these terrorists happen to be Muslims. Cuomo mentions gun control when guns weren't even used except to stop the Muslims. That little crow tasted pretty bad, I bet you. And there was de Blasio right next to him, calling a press conference so they could beat up on Donald Trump, the president of the United States, who was saying, I've been trying to tell you guys we need to protect ourselves from radical Islam. And they're saying he's politicizing it. Because that's how the left looks at things. When you try to do things right, it's politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Give order. Was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was Chuck Schumer crying like a baby when Donald Trump issued an executive order saying that he wanted to essentially reinstitute the very same executive order, you know, travel ban from Muslim countries that Barack Obama did. And Schumer gets up there and cries about it. And it's a theatrical performance. Like I told you, D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. Chuck wanted an Oscar. He wanted Hollywood to recognize. Invite me to the next party so we can talk about how you were so, Chuck, you were so moving. You remember that scene you did where you cried? You know, after Donald Trump did the same thing Barack Obama did, but in that scene you conjured up the tears and you cried? Oh, my goodness. Chuck, it was so believable. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, Ashley. You know, maybe you could put me in one of your films. It's all contrived. It's sad to believe that we live in a country that is so great as this. And when legislators get together, particularly on the left, they get together to scheme. How do we fool you into believing something, into believing the non-believer, the believable? How do we get you to commit to some crazy way of thinking that nobody else would commit? How do we convince you to like Obamacare when we know it's bad for you? Jerry Hudson of the SEIU, how do we convince black people, white union members to go along? I can convince blacks. They're stupid. That's what Jerry Hudson essentially said. But it's the white people I got to get. When the left conspires to win over middle-class white America, it isn't with policy. It's with trickery. What can I say to you to make you believe that I'm really not favoring blacks and Hispanics and Muslims and women and gays over you, white men? Oh, and white conservative women. When I speak of feminism and paying for birth control and how bad men are, and that you don't believe that, how can I make you believe that without really making it seem like I don't really like you? That's what this is all about.
It's about tricking people into believing in a crazy ideology that makes no sense. It doesn't make sense on paper. It doesn't make sense in reality. Oh, yeah, so let's let people in, thwarting a legal system. It isn't like America hates foreigners, but they tell you we do.
Oh, you're xenophobic. You hate other cultures. You hate other, you know, other people that are coming from other countries. No, far from it. Show me a conservative who goes, oh, man, they let people, dang it, what's with all these foreigners? What's with all these Guatemalans? What's with all these Panamanians? What's with all these Puerto Ricans? What's with all these Scandinavians coming here? We embrace it. We love it. We hang out with them. We go to party. Oh, you remember Sven? Yeah, that tall white dude with the blue eyes and the blonde hair, good-looking dude, looked like Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, him. You know he's gay. What? I didn't even know. Jeez. You never know, huh? That's the kind of stuff we say. But we're happy that they're here. And when you meet one, you know who really gets enthused when we meet somebody from another country or whatever? Us, conservatives. We're like, really, man? So tell me, what's it like? If you haven't been to the country, even if you've been, you might go, man, I was over there. I don't know. It's been like 20 years. Things change? Oh, it's very, very different than when you were there, Kevin. It's amazing, man. Talked to a guy the other day. He's from New Zealand. Kiwi. I made him mad. I accused him of being Australian. He hadn't said enough for me to check the accent. But, yeah, I'm talking to the guy, and I'm curious about his culture. He's a woodworker. Takes wood and makes beautiful things from it. I go, man, how long have you been doing that? He goes, well, you know, Kevin, I go back into it. Yeah, he says he's Australian. I mean, he's a Kiwi. See, I keep calling him Australian. His New Zealander accent. He's like, yeah, you know, I got back into it. You know, about 3 years ago, I started doing blah, 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 you know, and everything. And I learned, he goes, oh, I did it as a child. And he goes, and then I did it. And then, yeah, hey, I started traveling, traveled the world for a bit, you know. Then I moved to the United States, got married, blah, blah, blah. And now I got into it, man, I'm pretty good at it. You got a website and all that, you know. It's like, wow, cool. I want to go see your work. I was at his house. All the wood. You go there, you're like, man, you got some wood. He's like, yeah, I just came back from the Midwest, man. Got a bunch of new wood. Got some wood, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I saw some beautiful burl out there. He's like, yeah, got lucky there. It's like, wow. Tell me about it. Can I come watch you work? Sure. You know, I'll make you something. I'm fascinated. You're fascinated. We are far from not liking these people. We want to go over and check out their culture, see what they're about. And we love it when we go to Chinatown, or we go to Little Italy, or the Hill in St. Louis, or wherever. Bosnian town, Ethiopian town. We love it. We love the culture of it. But you know what we love best? When they have that culture and it's integrated into America. Not separated, not segregated. What the left does is they got Ethiopia town and they say, put an Ethiopian in charge. And then let's make their politics the politics of Ethiopians, not the politics of Americans. That's what they do. That's what they've allowed every culture to come into America to do. Come here, be who you want to be. To heck with what America wants of you. We don't care. Your culture was so good you left it and you came here. Why shouldn't we, you know, capitulate to you instead of the other way around? Why not? Sure. Makes sense to me. Allahu Akbar. Famous last words. You hear those words, boy, you better be hitting the deck. And make sure it's not a truck coming. You know what that means, what it's translated? It means God is greatest. Allahu Akbar. Great saying. Innocuous. You hear somebody say in their religion, you know, in their tongue, Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. The normal thing would be, you're right, God is great, man. We say it all the time. Black people say, when we talk to each other on the phone, we'd be like, God is good. And you know what black people say after that? I'm going to help you white folks. When you hear some black person say God is good, you say all the time. And then black people know you know something. They know you're part of the, you know, the clique. Yeah, I'm telling my boys here, they're looking at me like, yeah. When I say God is good, y'all know what to say, right? All the time. Yeah, and you can't go like, all the time.
No, God is good all the time. All the time. These guys are cracking me up because they know how to say it. Because that's what we say around here. God is good all the time. That's it. And you'll get a smile from a black person when you say that because they'll know you're hanging around black folks. God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Like Billy Dee Williams. Like I got a Colt 45 in my hand. God is good all the time. Take a drink. Oh, man. Excuse me. But look, can you imagine in the Middle East if every time a Christian said God is good and we blew up people? We started mowing them down, running over them, shooting them, knifing them. God is good. Oh, go, everybody, run, run. What would the left say if that's what we did? Would they come out and make excuses for our religion? Oh, you know, everybody in Christianity is not like that. It's only a small group of these Christians that are doing that. Look, they looked for one Tea Party racist for years. They condemned the entire movement because they were looking for one Tea Party racist. Can you imagine if the conservative movement, the Confederate flag wearers, were to go out and do a fraction of what the Muslims do on a daily basis? I gave you the numbers. What would these fools say? Would they be protecting us? Shoot. I mean, we're good folks. We're the people that keep our kids out of jail, keep the, you know, our daughters out of strip clubs, our sons out of them as well, right? And these people act like we're pariahs. They act like we are the scourge of the earth. You can trust us. We're the ones that will stop you on the road and help you. They're the ones that will shoot you and take your wallet and take your car when you do that. But they say we're the bad guys. Our moral compass bothers them to such a degree they want to give us no credit whatsoever. They don't credit us for how good our kids are. They don't credit us for our businesses. They don't credit us for being the moral compass of this country. They can't stand us. And they would rather have somebody yelling Allahu Akbar and killing people on Halloween, a celebratory night.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The administration will no longer fund ineffective programs run by the UN, instead sending money to groups directly through the U.S. Agency for International Development. This is welcome news to informal Trump advisor and pastor Johnny Moore.
We've lost 80% of Christians in Iraq, 50% of Christians in Syria. We've lost 99% of Christians in Turkey in a generation and a half.
The Center for the Study of Global Christianity estimates that 900,000 Christians were martyred between the years 2005 to 2015, or 90,000 Christians on average each year. Moore, whose new book, The Martyr's Oath, describes modern-day persecution of Christians, says that ISIS has inspired an escalation in the killings of Christians.
But what ISIS has done is they have inspired inspire thousands of more terrorists to do the same. And so while ISIS is being eliminated in Iraq and Syria, they are ISIS-type persecution against Christians is expanding in places like Nigeria, in Somalia, in Libya, and in Egypt. You know, just a few days ago in Egypt, we had a priest in broad daylight knifed to death in the streets.
However, the biggest threat to Christians, according to Moore, is not ISIS, but authoritarian dictatorships.
North Korea has 70,000 Christians in prison.
According to a list generated by Open Doors USA, North Korea ranks at the top for extreme persecution of Christians, but the Middle East accounts for the majority of the countries. However, Moore is hopeful that new measures by the Trump administration will change these figures.
What I've seen, you know, day in and day out, working with the White House in various ways, working on policies to help ensure that American humanitarian assistance actually goes to rebuilding these communities in Iraq and Syria. It's a world of difference.
Moore says this is a big departure from the policy of the previous administration.
In the height of the crisis, despite the fact that Christians and Yazidis and other religious minorities were the ones being chiefly targeted by ISIS, they were the groups being most discriminated against in our own resettlement policies. President Obama, his administration, wouldn't grant a visa to an Iraqi nun who was petitioned by Congress to come testify about the atrocities that she had witnessed because she was Christian.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're under attack is what it amounts to. We're under attack. Christianity is under attack. The American way of life is under attack. Judeo-Christian values under attack. Protestants, Catholics under attack. But who's not under attack? It is Islam. And Islam should be under attack. Because it's an ideology, it's not a religion. We're treating it like a religion, we're giving it special treatment. And I've asked many times, show me a religion that could do what Islam does and people not be outraged, and I'll condemn it as well. Buddhism doesn't do it. Catholics don't do it. None of the Protestant religions that do it. Wiccan doesn't do it. The Jews don't do it. The only people killing people willy-nilly are Islamic, and they call them radicals, but there's a lot of them killing people willy-nilly for no reason. And their stated goal is to take over the world religiously, to make the world a theocracy. Anybody who's non-Muslim is an infidel, and they've written rules into their book, the Quran, worthless as toilet paper, that essentially say if the people don't follow this religion, then they're infidels, they're dogs, they're worse than animals, and you can do what you want with them. What group writes that into their religion and wants to be considered a religion, wants us to get along with them? You would think that we'd be smart enough to say, hey, you know what, at the very least, take that out of your religion and maybe we could all have a conversation.
You know, oh, Kevin, we can't have them changing their religious book. That's their religion. Really? Oh, geez, far be it from me to say, look, I don't buy into your religion when you're talking about killing me.
I'm not going to have a conversation with somebody when I know that the only thing they have is malice in their heart for me. I'm not going to talk to you. You get yourself right, and then we can have a conversation. Fix your book. You know how many Muslims were killed in New York City on Halloween? None. New York City attacker, they say, Saifulo, planned this attack for weeks. I got a question for you. How many others are planning their next attacks? ISIS people, they say, got news of the attack. And while we see footage of this stuff, an insult, you know, a tragedy. How could this possibly happen? We know how it happens. It happens because of liberals. But we see it and we're appalled. They see it and they celebrate. By the way, these are the people that celebrate right here in the United States that the left told us Donald Trump lied about.
How could they possibly be celebrating?
It's unbelievable. Celebrating. He's a new hero to the cause. And leftists know how they operate. But do you think any of these people are going to condemn this religion They'll condemn the act. They talk about lone wolves and all this. The guy left a calling card that said ISIS, and these people, it was a lone wolf. That's what Cuomo said. The governor of New York. Well, yet another lone wolf thing. They're all talking lone wolves and guns. They're so used to saying the same things, they can't even get it out of their system. I tell this story because it's a funny story. An acquaintance of mine, Maurice Smith, he's a kickboxer. And all the guys were dominating mixed martial arts, the UFC stuff, were grapplers. Gracie-trained jiu-jitsu artists. And I kept telling people, as soon as a good kicker gets in there and can fight and stop, you know, from getting on the ground, you're going to see the whole sport change quite a bit. Well, Maurice Smith, former PKA karate guy, a lot of us know him, and, you know, Maurice is a kicker, man. The dude can fight. So he's keeping this guy from getting him on the ground, and it goes about two rounds. Maurice throws a spin kick, boop, hits this guy in the face, and knocks him out on his feet. You ever heard that saying, knocked out on your feet? This guy's knocked out on his feet. He was so used to winning that the referee went to break, you know, like to get in there, and just so Maurice couldn't hit him again. And he jumps in front of the guy whose eyes are still open, but he's a zombie. And he sees the referee jump in front of him so Maurice doesn't hit him again. And the guy raises his hand like, I won. Muscle memory. Because he had never lost. He'd never. They quit kicking him in jiu-jitsu. They only trained for the grapple. You know, a little bit of kicking, I'm going to get you on the ground, and that's going to be the end of the fight. Well, guess what? People got to the point where you could no longer take them down. Well, that's what it is with these guys in the media and then on the left. They're so used to going, gun control. And they walk around like zombies. And they go, but Mayor Cuomo, they didn't use a gun. Gun control. Gun control. Guns. It's the guns. And they're going, he's out. And the referee's in front. Go, he's out. He's out. Don't hit him. Don't hit him anymore. Because that's the way they are. Don't blame the Muslims. Don't blame the Muslims. Okay, so who do we blame? Please tell me, who do we blame? You know, it's your fault. Be more sensitive. I saw an article, and it said, Muslims now concern themselves with the backlash that will occur from this latest attack. What happened with the backlash from the previous attack? What happened to the backlash from the previous attack before that attack? What happened to the backlash before the previous attack of that attack? They keep telling us there's going to be a backlash, and there is no backlash. Are mosques being burned? Are Muslims being deported or put into concentration camps? No, we continue to put up with this nonsense. And Muslims, we are appalled. This is not happening. It should not happen until it happens again. And we will come back, and we will raise our arms again in victory and go, whoa, gun control. Don't be mad at the Muslims. Please don't be mad at the Muslims. As they walk around like zombies in the ring, having gotten their butts kicked. Because you know what? We're right. As sad as it is to say, we're right. I feel bad for them. Because you know what? The majority of them probably don't want us dead or care. They just want to be able to make, you know, themselves a living or good culture somewhere. And they probably want to really live in a peaceful culture where they can do what they want to do and, you know, pursue life the way our Constitution allows. It isn't us that's preventing that. It's them. The problem with Muslims is once they get a certain number, they become their own worst enemies. You want to know why? Same reason why black folks have become our own worst enemies. We congregate. We think, you know what, we can build a culture. We can do some things. We can have, you know, this esprit de corps within the black community and feel good about ourselves. It doesn't mean we don't like other people, etc. And then you know what they do? They put somebody like an Al Sharpton or Maxine Waters or Sheila Jackson Lee or Wilson. Somebody in charge of them that doesn't give a crap, and then they become race baiting, ethnocentric racists.
He won't stop until he's the top rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.